Start your day at the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael Friedman.
As we are all unfortunately only too well aware, now in the midst of the third wave of Corona pandemic, so the Zman is Goyrim to speak a little bit in your name of Emina and Bituchen, Azoi Kenzach Bissel Machazigzan in these difficult times. The end of last week's Pasha state in the Torah, Va'acha Bui Moshe Vaharoin, Vayomri El Paroi, Koyuma Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shalaches Ami V'yachoygi Li Bamidba. And Rashi tells us that Moshe and Aaron went to Paroi with a whole delegation. There were 70 Zekenim who went together with Moshe and Aaron. But what happened was, tells us Rashi, Awal Azekenim Nishmati Echad Echad, that when the Zekenim, when the Zekenim came close to the palace of Paroi, they all got cold feet and they just vanished into the background. Koidim ad shenishpti kilam, koidim shegi lepaltin, lefi sheyuri lelechas. Because they were scared to go. At the Sinai, nifra lahem. And when it came to Kabulas HaTorah Baha Sinai, nifra lahem, then the Rabbein Shloilam paid them back. Emoisha nigash levadei l'Hashem v'heim loy yigushi. The Rabbein Shloilam didn't allow the Zekenim to come up onto the Hasinai. Sheit Moshe mechitza la'atzmoi, Aaron mechitza la'atzmoi, Nudavavi mechitza la'atzmom, but the Zekenim, they were together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because here they hadn't gone along with Moshe Rabbeinu. Why were the Zekenim so petrified to go to Moshe, to Paro's palace? State in Medrash Hagudel as follows. Omer Rebeluza, Kivin Shigi Eitzel Paltel Shel Melech. When they came to the gates of Paro's palace, Rui Pischo Shel Paroi Shehiroseach Kedid. They saw that the palace was boiling like a pot on the fire. Ibnei Udom Harigim Letzad. There were piles of corpses of dead people who had been executed. They were just lying there at the entrance to Paro's palace. V'hatzlivim Letzad. And those who had been hanged, their bodies were lying there. Emiketuim Yedeim Ragleim Letzad. There were piles of arms, piles of legs. Paro's palace looked like we know an image of what Auschwitz represented. Kivin Shirui Kach, when the Zekenim saw where they were entering, Borchi. They pushed it, they just panicked and they ran away. Omaloi Moshe Laharoin, Haluli Ein Matsivim Mepi Hagvira. The Zekenim weren't commanded by the Rabbein Shloilem to go to Paro's house. We got a tzivi from the Rabbein Shloilem, but that was to us, not to the Zekenim. We asked them to come along. Uni mitzivim piagvira. We have a tzivi. Nelech v'nasa shlichiseini afili horgim oisuni. We have to go, even if the result is going to be that we're going to be killed, we'll be executed. We've got tzivi Hashem, we have to go. The Zekenim never received this tzivi. So l'choira, we need to understand now, according to the words of the Medrash, that the reason why Moshe and Aaron went along, although they realized they were literally going into the lion's den, was because Uni Mitzivim, we are Mitzim Piagvira, but the Zekenim never got to Ritzivri. So why then were the Zekenim punished? They didn't do anything wrong. Moshe and Aaron asked them to come along. Well, asked them to come along. They decided that it's pekiach nefesh, and therefore they're not mechiv to come along. Moshe Rabbeinu himself said, "Uni mitzivim piagvira, neilech v'nas lechishseini, afile horgim asuni." Aber haluli aymet simen piagvira. So what did they do wrong? So there's a moedik yisod, which state in the Sefer Divrei David, for mazaydif in the Alter Chot Kivarebbe, zechitza yugin aleini. And he brings there in Divrei David, as there was one of the Eden, one of the Chassidim, who needed a great, great yeshia. And Motgezuk to the Rebbe, the Gabum told the Rebbe that this person is Nebuch in such a difficult situation, and it appears that the yeshia is almost lemala miderech hateva. It doesn't seem to be that biderech hateva, there's a way how this person can be helped. And when the Alter Chotke Rebbe heard the words of his Gabuim, he said as follows, as it seems to me that this person doesn't have true emina in the Rabbeinu Shloim. Because if he would have emina shleima, he would have been helped already. And then he said the following yisod. We need to understand, he said, we know we have a klal, ein somchim al hanes. A person cannot ask the Rabbeinu Shloim to perform for him a yeshia, which is lemala miderech hateva. On the other hand, the Rabbeinu Shloim is a koil yuchoil. So if the Rabbeinu Shloim is a koil yuchoil, what's the problem? I can't ask somebody to give me something if he is not capable of delivering the goods, because he can't do it. I can't ask a fellow in shul, tell me, can you loan me £10 million? He doesn't have it in his bank account. However, somebody who has that amount, I can ask him. If he wants to give or not, that's already a different shala. But at least the question makes sense, because he has the ability to deliver. He can give me the loan. So lechoyre, the Rabbeinu Shloim is the kol yochoil. What's the difference? Bederech hateva, lemala miderech hateva. And we see many stories in Chazal where they did ask things which were lemala miderech hateva. So how does this add up? So said the Alter Chotkev Rebbe as follows. We need to know what is considered teva and what's considered lemala miderech hateva. There are lots of things which are a grey area. Let's take, for example, winning the lottery. What chance does a person have of winning the lottery? So one has, for example, in America, you're the famous once every few years, they make for $400-500 million. So a person has one chance in a vice, 500 million of winning that lottery. You got more chance, by the way, of being elected to be president of America, because there are less people in America. So you have more chances. Oh, but somebody wins that lottery, that's not lemal lemiderech hateva, because biderech hateva, somebody's going to win it. So the shal is, what chance do you have? You have one chance in 500 million. But the person who won it, that wasn't a nest, because somebody won it last year, and the year before, and the year before, and the year before. The chance of me being that one out of 500 million isn't very great. But that isn't actually a nest. But we would regard that as something which is lemala miderech hateva. Why is it lemala miderech hateva? Because one chance in 500 million is such a slim possibility that in our eyes it's almost impossible. One chance, the chance of that happening, but it's not miderech hateva. Said the Alter Chotkev Rebbe, so what does it depend on what's considered teva and what's not considered teva? Hotter gezukt azoy, yochoy liyois ba'udam echot. You can have in one individual, this person, she'esmoil hoye eminuse ketana. Yesterday, he didn't have a big emina. He was a bit weak in his emina. In his eyes, to be able to achieve this thing, to be able to do this particular matter, is something which is in his eyes, that by him is lemalim b'derech hateva. And today, in his emina mituchen, the Rebbeinu Shloim is a kol yuchol. The Rebbeinu Shloim can do anything. And now today, this very same inyan has become by him something which is achievable b'derech hateva. And therefore now, this Yid's clay kibble, what is considered b'derech hateva, has suddenly become widened. The parameters have become much wider. So something which yesterday he couldn't have received, he wouldn't have had the right to ask for, because it was l'ma'ale b'derech hateva, but because this Yid has now got groyser emin and betuchen, so this is nish b'derech hateva. Said the Alter Chotkev Rebbe, this is what we find the Gemara tells us, Masechta Soita Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, that when Nachshon ben Aminudov jumped into the Yamsif and the water went right up to his nose, he was literally about to drown. Oma, he said, Hoshieini Elokim Kibui Mayim Ad Nofesh. Said the Alter Chotkev Rebbe, the pshat is that his emunah was so great in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm about to drown. Hoshieini, you can still save me. Even though, Bui Mai Mad Nofesh. So, in one second, he's going to drown. No. He didn't scream, he didn't shout. He said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, please save me. And then at that very second, it split. And as always, it's by every single person. A person has to be mechazik himself in his amina, and once he's machazik himself in his amina, memela, his bederech hateva suddenly becomes much, much wider, and what's achievable bederech hateva is now suddenly much more than would have been a day or a week or a month ago. And this actually is written in a Gemara, which has been very, very widely quoted over the last year, where we find the inyunim of what's the correct behavior, how a person should behave in a zman of magefa. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Ksibas, in Daf Ayin Zayin Omud Beis, the Gemara tells us, Machriz Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made a proclamation, His Hari Mizavive Shobale Rusam. Be wary of the flies which are buzzing around from people who have contagious diseases. Reb Zeira lehava Yusuf bezike. Reb Zeira was careful not to sit in the direction where the wind was blowing. If he knew there was somebody down the road who had a contagious disease and the wind was blowing that way, he wouldn't sit out in his garden worried the wind might blow some germs from this person's house. Reb Eluza, Rabbi Luzer didn't go into the house to visit this person. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi wouldn't eat any eggs which had been cooked in that cul-de-sac, where in that cul-de-sac there was somebody living there in that movie who had the contagious disease. Any egg which came from that cul-de-sac, from any building, they wouldn't put it in their mouths. They were worried. Tells us the Gemara, Reb Shir ben Levi, mechrech behi v'usik b'Torah. He would go into the house, he would sit with them, and he would learn Torah with them. People didn't want to visit them because they were, as we know, in isolation. Reb Shir ben Levi, he wasn't goyis isolation. He went inside, he sat with them, he learned Torah. Omai said, Ayeles ahoven v'yales chayin, Torah is ma'ale chayin. If Torah is malachin, is it not going to protect you? Avah is going to protect you. Says Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Levi, he risked his life lechabed es haTorah, to be mechabed the Torah. This was Rabbi Shimon Levi. All the other Tanuim Amaruim were petrified and go anywhere near them. Rabbi Shimon Levi wasn't worried. He'll sit inside, learn with them, no problem. Tells us the Gemara about Moedika Patira of Rabbi Shir ben Levi, a whole story, how Rabbi Shir ben Levi, the Malach HaMuvah, showed him his place in Olam Habu, and he took away, he borrowed his sword, he told, I didn't want you to prick me with your sword, against the Master. Tells us the Gemara, Rabbi Hanina Bar Papa, before he was Nifta, he also said to the Malach HaMuvah, I remember what happened, Rabbi Shir ben Levi, how you kindly just let him hold your sword, and actually you do the same with me. He said, no, it's not going a second time. So Rabbi Hanina Bar Papa to him, am I any lesser, Rabbi Shir ben Levi? Mia committed the ksiv be toyd loy kamtir. Is there anything in the Torah which I was not mekayim? Said the Malach HaMuvah, yeah. Omalei, Did you copy the example of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi to go and sit with people contagious diseases and love them? You didn't, so you're not on his madrega. This is what the Gemara tells us. Comes along Rabbi Aaron Kotler in his Sefer Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, Chelek Aleph, Omed Reish Yudalet, and he writes the following words, that this Gemara, Hadova Mavil Le Mizboinen Bo. This is something which is marvel, it's incredulous. Sha'ainzi halucha b'shem mokoim. What Rabbi Shir ben Levi did is not a halucha which is written anywhere. And freikta noch meh, freikta loch oira, it was incorrect what Rabbi Shir ben Levi did. A person, says Rashi says, he was mesakenes nafshi, he risked his life. Now we know, you're not allowed to risk your life. So asks Rabbi Aaron ben Kotler, there's no such halucha to do what Rabbi Shir ben Levi did. And in fact, what Rabbi Shir ben Levi did, we need to understand, how was it correct? And there was a Tana on Rabbi Hanin ben Popa, said to Malachim, you're not the same as Rabbi Shir ben Levi. Although you kept the whole Torah, you didn't get to his madrega, because you didn't risk your life. So what is the explanation in this Gemara? Was what Rabbi Shir ben Levi did correct? Or chas v'shulam? Was it incorrect? Zuk the Baron Kotler, the Zelbe Yesod, was the Alter Chotke Rebbe, said as follows. Rabbi Shir ben Levi, these are his words, he gil le dar gezi le saken nafshoi le chabedes atoira. He came to this level to risk his life to honor the Torah. Vahahetahi al yedei madreges habituchoi. The maheta for Rabbi Shir ben Levi's actions was because of his level of bituchim veminusoi, the hatoyre agina meganev gamba oifen hazeh. He believed with such conviction that the Torah is agina megana, protects a person, and the person who's learning Torah is immune, and he is safer than all the vaccines and everything else in the world. This is what he believed with such a minute pshita, 100%. Meile, he was allowed to do this. Obazuk Rabban Kotler, Ach Miven, it's self understood. De Kiyama Se Boyfanaze, Hirak Lemi Sheshayach Ledagazi. This mode of behavior, what Rabbi Shir ben Levi did, isn't a heta for anybody else to copy that. This is something which only somebody who's on the level of Bituch and Rabbi Shir ben Levi, he has the liberty to be allowed to do this. Somebody is not on this level. Now we understand, says the Rabban Kotler, what the Malach HaMuvah said to Rabbi Hanina ben Popa. True, you kept the whole Torah, but why didn't you risk your life like Rabbi Shir ben Levi did? It must be. There was a tevia on Rabbi Hanina ben Popa. You who are on this level, that you kept the entire Torah, so why didn't you do the same as Rabbi Shir ben Levi? L'choiri should have been doing this. For his scheme chazal al hatviya. So therefore now we understand that we have to copy the pushta halucha like Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Zeira, like Rabbi Ami, like Rabbi Asi. No, they're not going to the house. They kept far away. They didn't want to even sit in the direction where the wind was blowing. They didn't want to take any food. Rabbi Shir ben Levi, this is something totally different. His level of bituchen meant that his derech hateva was far, far greater, far wider. And therefore he had the ability to do things which by him, this wasn't a nes. Lefi his amin and bituchen, this was considered b'derech hateva. It wasn't a nes. And we find the Chazon Ish writes this yisod in two very interesting letters. It doesn't say the context of what the Shala was, but I understand from what the Chazon Ish is answering, it seems to be that he was being asked a Shala, I don't know, was in 1948 or a different time, when they were under attack and there was the air raid sirens were going off. And it seems, I understand, that he was being asked a Shala that if an air raid siren goes off on Shabbos, what is now the halucha as far as chilul Shabbos, as pikiach nefesh doicha Shabbos is concerned? When an air raid siren goes off, that means there is a danger of attack, does that now mean that we have dinei pekiach nefesh, and therefore all hilchos Shabbos are suspended as in a case of pekiach nefesh? Or no, that doesn't yet grant us a heter to do all melochas just because the Eretz Yisrael has gone off? I think this seems to be, although it's not written, this is what he was being asked. And he writes the following answer. This is written in a sefer, Chivas from the Chazon Ish, called Chivas V'Ksovim Simen Memches. Ha-hoidua le-tzibbe le-mahe le-miklat. The siren to inform people to quickly go to an air raid shelter, lefi matzav hanachoichi, according to the present situation, yesh lachshev lahatzulos nefushes, has a din of hatzulos nefushes. Ach yesh lizul memelucha deraisa b'chol ma de'efsha. But still, one has to be careful as much as possible to not do any meluchas deraisa. Kiven she'en kan sof sof shalos nefushes lefuneni. There isn't actually as such a shala of nefushes which is in front of our eyes. It's just that there might, chas v'shulam, be an attack. Might yes be, might not be, and even as attack, it might not come in this area, it might come down the road, it might be 20, 50 miles away. We don't know. So, v'av she'en holchem ach harov b'kich nefesh. Although, says the Chazon Ish, we know we have an alter klal, b'kich nefesh, we don't go after even the smallest 1%, 0.25% chance is already enough to give a din of bekiach nefesh. Mikamukim b'dvum rechoikim har b'bekiach nefesh. When we're speaking about something which is far removed from bekiach nefesh, ein dunim bekiach nefesh. It's not mamish bekiach nefesh. And now he adds on the following words: v'tuli kefi midas habitochen. We're speaking here about a halachic dikashala. Does an air raid siren have a din of pekiach nefesh, yes or no? Says the Chazon Ish, yes it does, but it isn't such a strong case of pekiach nefesh that it should grant us total heter to do all meluchas deraisa. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, as in the form, tuli kefi midas habitochan. V'hamachmeh bekan, and somebody wants to be machmeh, is ein moichim beyudoi. One doesn't have the right to be moicha. Elele, inyan hoirua l'rabim. When we're speaking about giving a hoirua for the rabbim, what they should do, yesh l'hoiris b'zeh kedim pekiach nefesh. Most unusual, the Chazon Ish is ruling here, what one has to paskin for the rabbim is, this has a din of pekiach nefesh. But it's tuli kefi midas hamachme. So you have somebody who says that I'm living next to you on the 10th floor of a building, and for me to get down to the mikvah, I'm going to have to zoom down the lift, an older person. It's difficult to go down the stairs. Can he take, and he doesn't want to take the lift on Shabbos. I'm going to stay in my dira on the 10th floor. I have a minute betochen. So for the Hirul Rabbim, is zicha wrong? Oh, but if this person is a Odom Gudel, and we know is moedike minim betochen, says the Chazon Ish, Hamach me bekan ein moichim beyudoi. I spoke about this before you came in. Yeah, I spoke about this, I'm sorry. So I explained that this yisod mamish, the ein simcha l'anes depends on the emina and bituchen. And the more emina and bituchen you have, the wider is considered your derech hateva, and what's considered a nes by one person is not considered a nes by another person. And I explained how this works. And the second letter explains the Chazon Ish, v'yef shelikvoye binyunim eili, loygil loyshad devorim kviim. We can't make exact rules what and why and how. Ela halev yodeya, this is a second letter about, again, we don't know the context. Somebody whose son who was ill, and he was asking the Chazon Ish various halachas, what he should do, what he shouldn't do, what he can do. Says the Chazon Ish, it's difficult to answer exact yes or no. For oimetz chedes Shabbos brius, and we have to add up the danger to your son, and also oimetz chedes the tzitter of the of keeping Shabbos or making sure Shabbos is also important. Sometimes the din will change, says the Chazon Ish. Again, a moedik achidish. Sometimes the din will change according to his emina and bitochain in the Rabbeinu Shalom. A great appella. You have two people who come to ask the same identical shala. Should they do Chilul Shabbos to help somebody who's in a dangerous situation? And to one will paskin, yes, you should. And to the other one will say, no, you don't need to. It'll be okay. What do you mean it'll be okay? You just said to the other one, you have to. Says the Chazon Ish, Pa'omim mishtane hadin lefi choizik bitchoine b'Hashem Yisbruch. Again, the Chazon Ish is not speaking to most of us, I presume. The Chazon Ish is speaking to Anushim Gedoilim, Yechidei Hador Mamish. Oba, the vote which we can bring out from this is that a person has emina and bituchen in Reboinu Shloilem. The greater your emina, the greater your bituchen is, the more his derech hateva becomes widened, and the more it's not a ness if he's protected. If he can have two people, and one person unfortunately became ill, and the other didn't become ill. Why this one yes and this one not? We don't know the cheshboinus from the Reboinu Shloilem. But bituchen and emina is widens a person's bederech, widens his clay kibble to, that should be considered bederech hateva. There's a tshiva sefer called Tshivas Emek Halucha, written one of the great Geonim from before the war, Hagun Reb Shia Boimel. And he writes, he's got the following chakira in his sefer, Chelik Beis, Simon Nin Beis, as follows. B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, we know, the Reboinu Shloilem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Matitzak Elai, Dabel B'nei Yisul V'Yisrui. What are you worried about? Mitzrayim behind you? Just go, jump into the water. And Nachshon Min Hanor have jumped in. Freik the Ashal as follows. We know, B'chol HaTorah Kila, the only three Averas which are Doicha, Pekiach, Nefesh. Avoid Azura, Shvichas Domim, and Gili Aroyas. Listening to a Novi, L'choira, isn't one of them. So if a Novi tells a person to do something which is going to risk his life, like, for example, here, Moshe Rabbeinu turns around to counsel and says, Rabbi Yishman has told me to tell you, jump into the sea. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu is a Novi Hashem. You have to listen to a Novi Hashem. On the other hand, jumping into the sea means you are going to probably be drowned. So how does this work? It's not one of the Gimel Aveis Chamiras. So were they supposed to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu? Not supposed to. How does this work? Azoy Frekta. And he finishes off and he says, V'hi sufik utzim ledati. According to my understanding, this is a moiridika moiridika sufik. And he says, I understand that this seems to be a machloikis in Medrash. We have a machloikis in Medrash as follows. Reb Meir says, K'shom dishutim alayom, when they were standing by the Yamsef, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, time to get going, Ze oima ani eired, v'ze oima ani eired. Each one said, I'm going first. And whilst it was deciding who was going to go first, Kufetz Shebin Yomen V'yud L'Yom Tchila. Rabbi Yehuda says, differently. No, that's not what happened. Each Shebin said, Aini Yoyred. V'zeh Oyma Aini Yoyred. Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm not going. And this one said, I'm not going. Whilst there was each one trying to get out of it, Nachshon Ben Aminutov jumped into the Yom. So we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. What exactly happened here? Did each one want to be the first one, or was each one trying to get out of it? So what is this machloikis here? So he says, I understand as follows. As we've just explained, that the derech hateva is according to a person's emina and bituchin. So for a person to jump into a raging sea, it's not far that he's going to drown, but he needs ganz starke, efter not a nes, but he needs to be saved. If you are on a high level, like Nachshon ben Aminudov, he wasn't worried. Came to his nostrils. Oh man, he said, I can't go further. Boshim, you've got to do it. That's not Biderchat, that's not a mess then, according to your level of Emin and Bitochim. Comes along Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, the Shvutim on such a high level, that by then it wasn't a mess at all to go into the Yamsuf. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that the Shvutim, all of them, were on a very, very high level of Anova. Each one of them felt themselves that they are not Rui to be saved. Who am I? What am I? And therefore, they felt that they weren't deserving. So therefore, this was a ness. And if it was a ness, they didn't feel it was right to go into the Yam Suf. Until Nachshon ben Aminodov, with his great Emin and Bituchen, like the Alter Chatur said, because of his Emin and Bituchen, therefore, he was the first one to jump into the Yam Suf. So we see here that a person's Hanhoga depends on his level of Emin and Bituchen in the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And there are many riyas to this. Ein Hazman Maspik now. But the Chofetz Chaim writes this in his Sefer Machne Yisrael in Perik Lamates. We know this is a Sefer he wrote for soldiers going out to war. And he writes, Michach bekama mekoymus bedivrei hanaviyim. We can see from many places in Nach, She'ika hatzulas nefesh she'udam beis hamelchuma v'zgabroi al oivov. What depends whether you will be victorious in battle or not, is tuli begoidlis chazik koich bitchoinoi bahashem, depends on the level of your bituchen in the Rabbeinu Shloim. And he says, I can prove it from many places. He brings just one example in Shmuel Aleph, in Perik Lamed, when David HaMelech came to the town of Ziklag and he found the whole town had been destroyed and burnt. State in the psikim there that David HaMelech started to cry. And then it says, "Vayischazik David ba'Hashem Elokov." Although he saw the destruction in front of his eyes, "Vayischazik David ba'Hashem Elokov." And then he asked the Irim v'Timim, and then afterwards he was matzliach and he was able to be victorious. So, the Chofetz Chaim, why did the pusik have to say, "Vayischazik David ba'Hashem Elokov"? Lahoiris luni. This comes to show us that teshivas Irim v'Timim sheyatzliach. Although he came and he saw they were being defeated, that everything was being burnt, everybody being taken captive, and even though the situation was desperate and seemed hopeless, David HaMelech didn't give up. And as a result, that's why he was afterwards victorious. So the Yisod, the lesson which we learn here, and which we have to take from the current situation, is that a person is mechazik himself in emuna, a person is mechazik himself in bituchen, even things which seemed impossible suddenly become possible. And this is the yesod which we learn now, hoshiyein elekim kibui mai matnufesh. The greater a person's emuna and bituchen, the greater is his claim kibul. We shall be zoicha to gezint and sinachas mebrucha vasluchah v'kaltiv. Amen.